Les amis, bonjour. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
I am Marie. Salut.
All right, we have an elementary lesson today.
Right.
We're about to listen to a dialogue. What's the context? We have two friends.
Yeah, that's it. They're in the flat, so one is sitting in the kitchen.
They're maybe catching up.
Yeah.
One of them seems kind of stressed out.
Yeah, he's a bit worried.
What's one of the things we're going to hear in the dialogue?
Comment on dit?
Comment on dit?
That's right, yeah.
And that means, how do you say? How do you say, in this language?
We'll see.
Okay, how do you say it again? Comment on dit?
Comment on dit? Comment on dit?
And that means, how do you say? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the dialogue three times.
Dialogue first time.
Je suis stressée.
Pourquoi?
J'ai un entretien demain.
Détends-toi, tout va bien se passer.
Mais c'est en anglais!
Mince, comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
Dialogue, second time.
Je suis stressée.
Pourquoi?
J'ai un entretien demain.
Détends-toi, tout va bien se passer.
Mais c'est en anglais!
Mince, comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
Dialogue, third time.
Je suis stressée.
Pourquoi?
J'ai un entretien demain.
Détends-toi, tout va bien se passer.
Mais c'est en anglais!
Mince, comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
The translation first.
Je suis stressée.
I am stressed.
Je suis stressée.
I am stressed out.
Je suis stressé. Pourquoi?
Why?
Pourquoi?
Why?
Pourquoi? J'ai un entretien demain.
I have an interview tomorrow.
J'ai un entretien demain.
I have an interview tomorrow.
J'ai un entretien demain. Détends-toi. Tout va bien se passer.
Relax. Everything's going to be fine.
Détends-toi, tout va bien se passer.
Relax, everything's gonna work out.
Détends-toi, tout va bien se passer. Mais c'est en anglais.
But it's in English.
Mais c'est en anglais.
But it's in English.
Mais c'est en anglais. Mince, comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
Man, how do you say take courage in English?
Mince, comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
Man, how do you say good luck in English?
Mince, comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
Oh, I hate interviews.
Yeah, me too. But we need to go through that. And I get stressed out before.
You get stressé?
Très stressé.
Yeah, me too. So first we learn how to say, I am stressed out.
Je suis stressé.
Stressé means stressed out.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward. So then we have the word for interview.
Entretien.
Entretien.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a masculine noun.
Yeah, un entretien.
And the word for tomorrow.
Demain.
Demain.
Yeah.
Got a nasal vowel there. So our friend is nice, encouraging person.
Yeah, we do the same.
Sure. I would do it for you.
Oh, good. Détends-toi, tout va bien se passer.
This is a long sentence. We got a lot of elements. Well, let's look at the first part.
Détends-toi.
Now that means relax.
Yeah.
It's a command. Hey, Amri, détends-toi.
Okay, I'm cool.
So it's a reflexive verb. So actually, you have to say in French, relax yourself. So détends-toi. Now the next part.
Tout va bien se passer.
We're going to look at this in two ways. The first is as one phrase. Can you say it again?
Tout va bien se passer.
That's how you say in French, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's all going to be all right.
Perfect sentence after détends-toi. Tout va bien se passer.
When you want to be a good friend, this is what you say to someone, right?
Yeah.
But let's look at the elements of it too, because there's a lot of interesting ones. So, se passer, that really means to happen.
Right.
It's a reflexive verb. It means you have to say, I verb myself, or it verbs itself. Se passer, that's what the se is, the reflexive part.
Yeah.
And it means to happen. But when you say bien se passer, that means to go well.
That's it, yep.
So, can you say the whole phrase?
Tout va bien se passer.
And the tout means everything. So, it literally means everything's going to go well, to be all right.
Yep.
Okay. She's got more to be stressed out though than just the interview, right?
Yeah, definitely. Mais c'est en anglais.
But it's in English.
Yeah.
And since they're a French speaker, it's a problem.
You don't understand. C'est en anglais.
Right. Now, this is good because we learn how to say in English.
Yeah.
Which is an important thing to know how to say if you're an English speaker. Mm-hmm. So how do you say it?
En anglais.
En anglais.
Mm-hmm.
The word anglais means English.
Yep.
Say in English.
En anglais.
Okay. Let's look at this next word. It's a good one.
Mince.
Mince. We've translated it in the translation as gosh or man, but it really just means dang.
Yeah. Blimey.
Yeah, it means blimey.
Yeah.
It means really just wow, man, oh, geez. But literally, it means thin.
That's true.
Which is weird. I don't really get it.
Well, basically, I don't either. Yeah, but it's what we say.
We don't have to get it. We just need to know that if you say mince, like man.
So they start realizing, mince, comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
Yeah, now he's not as being as nice. I think he's being a little sarcastic. All right, so this is a really great sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You're learning some very useful things in it. Let's start in the middle.
Bon courage.
Now this expression, bon courage, that's a very Frenchy expression. Uh-huh. It literally means good courage.
That's it, yeah.
It's hard kind of to translate in English.
Yeah.
It means like good luck sometimes, but more like keep your chin up.
But for us in French, we always say bon courage.
Yeah, it can be a nice thing. It's like good luck or keep your chin up, hope everything works out. But it's also something that you can say to a person when they're looking, you know, like they're stressed. They need a word of encouragement. If you say bon courage, it means like, you know, keep your chin up. Everything's going to be okay. It's a very common expression. Then we also, in this sentence, learn how to ask, like, how do you say something in a foreign language? So let's start with the first part.
Comment on dit?
How does one say? So say the whole thing.
Comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
I don't really know because I don't think there is a way to say it perfectly in English. So let's practice with that a little bit because it'll come in useful. You probably won't have to say it. How do you say something in English? You'll need to say how to say it in French.
En français.
En français.
Yeah. So, okay, for the listener, no, it's going to be very useful to have that sentence with en français. So I'm going to ask you now, Erika, I'm going to test you.
Okay.
So to see if you know the French words.
Okay.
Alors, Erika.
Mm-hmm.
Comment on dit stressed out en français?
Stressé.
Bien.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Another one. Un autre.
Okay.
Comment on dit...
I love these games.
Alors, comment on dit relax en français?
Détends-toi.
Un autre. Comment on dit why en français?
Pourquoi.
Comment on dit interview en français?
Un entretien.
Ah, et le dernier, final one. Okay. Comment on dit how do you say en français?
Comment on dit.
Ah.
You gave me a clue on that one. That was a fun game. But I think hopefully you got the pattern now and you'll be able to say that. Because it's important to be able to ask a French person when you're talking to them, oh, wait, how do you say? Because a lot of times they can speak a little English.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Je suis stressée.
Pourquoi?
J'ai un entretien demain.
Détends-toi, tout va bien se passer.
Mais c'est en anglais!
Mince! Comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
Dialogue, second time.
Je suis stressée.
Pourquoi?
J'ai un entretien demain.
Détends-toi, tout va bien se passer.
Mais c'est en anglais!
Mince! Comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
Dialogue, third time.
Je suis stressée.
Pourquoi?
J'ai un entretien demain.
Détends-toi, tout va bien se passer.
Mais c'est en anglais!
Mince! Comment on dit bon courage en anglais?
Okay, we're back. So, Amory, you don't get stressé very much. You're pretty cool and laid back.
No.
But are all French people like that?
No, first of all, I look like that, but I'm quite stressed, honestly.
You are?
Yeah.
Détends-toi, Amory.
Merci.
Tu vas bien se passer.
Merci, Erika.
Okay.
No, it's true, but it's not only me in France. Actually, it's something that the whole population is a bit like this. And as a matter of fact, we've got the highest consumption of antidepressants
really?
In the whole Europe. Yeah.
That's pretty weird because everybody always seemed really chill.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Really détendu.
Don't you see French people smoking, having coffee all the time? No.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
It's a bad thing in France, and one of the reasons is doctors prescribe tablets quite easily.
Oh, it's easy to get those pills.
Exactly. It's a bit weird because the country is nice. You see, we've got good food, the weather, weather is okay.
Yeah, work scenarios in France are pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
Except for the interviews. This is true, right? This happens quite a bit.
Yeah, in this case, I understand. We've got it in English here. They've got the interview in English.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in France do have interviews in English nowadays, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to have an interview in French and English.
Yeah, it's not like good old days when everything was in French. Now it's globalization, so we have to learn it and we have to use it. Especially when you see that French people are not that good in English.
Well, before we go, just a little word. You might not retain every single thing you learned in this podcast today. That's okay. You don't expect it to remember every single thing.
Yeah, that's it. Détends-toi. Tout va bien se passer.
Right, yeah. Just détends-toi. Remember what you can. Do some exercises on Frenchpod.com.
Mm-hmm.
And keep listening because these words, you'll eventually retain them. Don't be stressé.
Détendez-vous.
Because tout va bien se passer.
Voilà.
Okay, so.
Comment on dit goodbye en français?
Au revoir.
Mouse.